The state health department is reporting a winter case of paralytic shellfish poisoning in the Ketchikan area. Spokesman Greg Wilkinson says a man reported symptoms of numbness after consuming about a dozen butter clams gathered at Refuge Cove State Park last weekend.
Woke up at 4:30 in the morning with tingling of the fingers, numbness around the mouth, which are symptoms consistent with paralytic shellfish poisoning. Fortunately, his symptoms did not progress beyond that.
PSP is a toxin that comes from certain plankton that shellfish consume. It can easily be fatal. The plankton are more prevalent in warmer waters, and last summer, health authorities saw the highest levels ever recorded in a sample of shellfish from the Ketchikan area. Wilkinson says this latest report underscores the department's advice against self-gathered shellfish from Alaska waters, regardless of the time of year.
We previously, up until just this year, had cases in every month of the year except, I think, November and December, and then we had cases in November and December of last year. So now we can say that we've actually had paralytic shellfish poisoning cases every month of the year. So there's no safe time. There's nothing that says, you know, months without an R in them or something like that, but there's no safe time to have, you know, self-harvested shellfish without a concern for paralytic shellfish poisoning.
Currently, the state only monitors commercial shellfish gathering sites for PSP.